I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The outdoor recreation industry is growing faster than ever. As 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports, new statistics show this sector grew faster than the overall U.S. economy.
This is the first year the Bureau of Economic Analysis has officially released numbers on the industry. It includes everything from hunting and fishing to climbing, skiing, and biking. The numbers from 2016 show the sector surpassed the entire U.S. economy in GDP growth, compensation, and employment. Jessica Wall is with the Outdoor Industry Association, a national group based in Colorado.
It was super validating that they came up with, you know, what we've been saying, which is that this is a really important sector of the economy.
She says the evidence of economic growth gives this industry more political power, too.
Now we can go in with legislators and the administration and say, hey, you know, we want to keep growing. This is important to you that we keep growing because we're a serious part of the economy. Here are the policies that just, you know, went into place that were either good or bad for us.
The data is now being calculated thanks to legislation co-sponsored by Colorado Senator Cory Gardner in 2016. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
A suburban Denver school district will pay $11.5 million to students who were sexually assaulted by a middle school teacher. The settlement involving the Cherry Creek School District will be evenly split five ways, with each victim receiving $2.3 million. Brian Vasquez, who taught social studies at Prairie Middle School, pleaded guilty in July to several sex assault charges and faces at least 40 years in prison when he's sentenced on Friday. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.